These Little Wonders, written by Chawupa and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Tim Drake / Danny Fenton. Summary. Tim is okay with going to college. He doesn't see why he needs to, but he doesn't have anything against going either. He just really wishes he didn't have to go to orientation. Tim doesn't want to be here. He knows he has to, but he really doesn't want to. He knows his way around the Gotham University campus. He knows his schedule. Knows how to survive Gotham. God, does he know how to survive Gotham. He doesn't need to be at orientation. He ran, and is still helping run, an international, multi-million dollar corporation for 6 years. He is 23 already. He doesn't want to try to socialize with a bunch of fresh-out-of-high-school 18-year-olds who have less life experience than he did at 14. This whole college thing wasn't his idea in the first place anyway. Apparently, the PR department at Wayne Enterprises thinks it would look good for Tim to have more than just a GED, and the board agrees. He had tried to argue his way out of it, but Lucius and Tam thought it would do him good to make friends outside of the company and hero work. One of the fresh-faced kids sneezes, and Tim scoots further away from them. They didn't even cover their mouth. Yeah, Tim would rather be literally anywhere else right now. The RA that is running this orientation group does a head count and then claps happily. Looks like everyone is here! They are far too chipper for 8 in the morning. Hey everyone, my name is Rachel, and I will be your guide to all things orientation today. I use she-her pronouns. Tim yawns and leans back against the wall. We are going to start off with some ground rules, she says. Most of you are from out of town, so you probably won't be familiar with some of the disaster and rogue protocols. She continues to explain the difference between weather alerts, rogue alerts, and airborne chemical alerts. Tim finds himself falling asleep standing up as she makes sure everyone has a gas mask and at least pepper spray. Tim, as Red Robin, technically helped design the system in place for half these alerts. He knows them inside and out, and he knows exactly how to avoid and disregard them in order to get himself to a place where he can change if need be. He should probably be watching the group to determine if any of the out-of-towners are going to be trouble, but he just can't muster the energy. He nearly jumps when Rachel claps her hands. Now! Tim must have been more asleep than he thought he was. As I stated, GU is very big on the buddy system, so we will go around in a circle to introduce ourselves with name, age, major, pronouns if you want, and give our favorite Disney movie. We will form groups based on those answers. She sounds way too excited about this. Tim makes a note to watch her for potential rogue behaviors. I will start, she says. Like I said, I'm Rachel. I'm 20, I major in political science, and I use she-her pronouns. My favorite Disney movie is Princess and the Frog. She indicates the person to her right, and Tim settles back into his little bubble of space as he watches the kid's orientation is really geared towards awkwardly do exactly what Rachel prompted. He isn't exactly surprised that no one before him matches his answer. Maybe he won't have to keep some random 18-year-old from being mugged today. Tim. He is about halfway through the circle. Most of the people before him had given first and last names, but he refuses to give any of them a reason to be weird. If they recognize him, they recognize him. If not, they don't need to know that he's rich and famous. 23. He/they. I'm dual majoring in photography and business management. My favorite is Meet the Robinsons. He's the oldest in the group so far, and thankfully, they all move on quickly. It isn't until the second-to-last person speaks up that Tim really starts paying attention again. Danny, they/he, they say, and Tim does a double-take as he finds the person who spoke. They are gorgeous, tall and willowy with their chin-length hair pulled back in a half-updo. The part that is pulled back is the same pure white as the streak in Jason's hair, but the rest is black. They have about a dozen piercings in each ear, along with a set of spider bites in one eyebrow and the lip. They appear to only have one eye. A set of gnarly scars cross over what has to be a prosthetic with how bright the green of it is. I'm 24 and majoring in geology. My favorite Disney movie is Meet the Robinsons. They glance over at Tim when they answer, and Tim can't help the way he perks up. He expected to be the oldest here. He expected to be bored out of his skull and feel supremely isolated and awkward among a group of normal 18-year-olds. He meets eyes with Danny and sends the older man a charming smile. Maybe he will enjoy himself today after all. The end.
Let it go. Let it roll right off your shoulder, don't you know? The hardest part is over, let it in. Let your clarity define you in the end. We will only just remember how it feels.
Author's End Notes. This fic brought to you by me listening to Little Wonders from Meet the Robinsons soundtrack on repeat for my whole hour-long drive to work this morning, LMAO. Podfigures Notes. Thank you to the author for giving me permission to just podfic anything, because I adore your fics, so I literally immediately had to sit down to record this, because I want to record some of your longer stuff, like the one that I asked on, but this is short and delightful, and Meet the Robinsons is also my favorite Disney movie, and that song makes me cry, too, so, yeah. Also, they're trans, which is delightful. This is literally just the perfect thing. It's like someone reached into my brain and was like, what would Perry most like in a little potable ficlet about their favorite Danny Phantom DC ship? And then this appeared. I love it. Okay, thanks. Bye.